Let's come closer to home this afternoon. And on the line is Leanne Keat, a registered occupational therapist, and developed a program called Maskot. How that ties in 100% with Masikule, you're going to explain to me, Leanne, because I'm a little bit confused.
Thank you for having me on your program this afternoon. Well, Masikule is actually the organization that I founded in 2005. And Maskot is just one of the programs that forms part of our umbrella of services that we offer to the community. The main body of what we do, of our nonprofit organization, is called Masikule.
I understand.
Which means we are growing.
Okay, so then let's begin there. Tell me a little bit about We Are Growing, about Masikule and the work that you do in early childhood development.
Well, it started in 2005, kind of in a response to visits that I had done in the community and realized that there were specific needs and that me as an occupational therapist, there were things that I could do to service a need that was in the community. And so that was really the starting point in 2005. But I never knew at that point how it would grow and develop over time. And that is where the growth has come. It's come in terms of not only my own development, the development of Masikule, but the community that we serve, the children that we work with, and the teachers who are part of the programs. This is where the main growth is happening.
And when you talk about the community that we serve, what are you referring to in particular?
So we are based in the Helderberg area of the Western Cape. It's a very specific area between Gordon's Bay, Solaris Pass to Macassar, Easter River, Strand, Somerset West, this area. And so that is where we're based.
This concept of early childhood development, for somebody who's quite removed from all this, explain it to me. Is this part of curriculum? Does this happen prior to school? Just give me a sense of what it is.
Okay, so early childhood development, or ECD, it's a term that is branded about quite a lot, and not everyone has a full understanding of what it really means. But it really indicates it's an umbrella term for everything that should be happening in a child's life within the first 5 years of their life. So it's their physical development, their emotional development, social development, nutrition, sensory stimulation, emotional, moral, spiritual, care and safety. It's the whole child that develops within the first 5 years of its life.
So anybody who's aware of the area that you referred to just a moment ago, that Helderberg area where you work, is very, very, very aware of the fact that there are massive informal housing developments all over the show there. And I'm just thinking, in terms of early childhood development, that must be an absolute disastrous area in terms of the poverty. And I'm just wondering how you make inroads and how you have an effect or dent such an incredibly massive problem.
You start just one step at a time, and you have to focus on what are your core values and what are our core values. And our core values are there to see that we know we can make a difference. We committed to making a difference one child at a time. And our conduit is to work with the teachers, because that is where our longevity and our sustainability lies. Because if you train a teacher and she has motivation, she shows insight, she has the knowledge and skill, that information can be transferred year after year after year with the children who are coming through her classes or her little creche or wherever she is. So the children in vulnerable communities face enormous challenges in terms of, and the teachers as well, and these ECD centers or creches, preschools, whatever you want to call them, in terms of access to training, access to resources, nutrition. Stunting is a major problem in our country, and almost a quarter of children have stunting issues. And if your brain isn't, and your body and your brain isn't getting the correct nutrition, especially in the first couple of years of their life, that has devastating lifelong effects on the child's life and success later on. But in other problems that we encounter in terms of finances and infrastructure and blockages to registration so that they have no access to funding from the government, parental involvement, and the social complications that come with poverty. But you can mention all the negatives, but they are such beacons of hope. And we've been working in the community for 20 years now. We work with about 80 ECD centers, and many of them for 15, 18 years. And the women that we work with are incredible in the terms of their motivation, in them, now that they have insight into what difference they can make in the children's lives, we don't see them leaving. And the things that they are doing and how the children are progressing in their classes is just phenomenal.
It's really interesting that you talk about that, because I was wondering, was there any kind of cultural aversion to yourselves at the beginning? Was there any sort of suspicion that you had to overcome in order to have your programs implemented?
Oh, yes.
And talk to me about that, because I've always found that a fascinating.
Yeah. Well, I think there are many ways to approach it. It took many years for us to gain the trust of the community, because there are many people that come and go. Many people, and with all the good intentions possible, come in and make decisions about what they perceive the community needs, what color the school should be painted, how it should be built, where it should be, what should happen, without ever taking into consideration what are the needs of the actual community, what are their preferences, what do they want, where do they feel they need guidance or support. And so often NGOs and other well-meaning people come in and they make the decisions for the community that they're working in. And I see that as the first stumbling block, where it's, for me, that's a show of lack of respect. So it takes time to earn trust and to earn that mutual respect. But I think over time, we have achieved that goal, where we have a situation where we are in partnership with these more than 80 ECD centers that we work with. So that's about 400 teachers. There are over 2,500 children that we work with.
Wow.
And because it comes from a place of respect and working together, and we never assume that we know better or we know more. And it really is being open to suggestions and to what is it that their needs are, because then your uptake is going to be so much better.
No, I hear you loud and clear. Can you very briefly just tell me what this mascot app does?
Well, over the last couple of years, we have a number of different pillars of service, and we do training, we'd have mentorship, we feed over 2,500 children every day, we have a library where teachers can come and get resources for their learning programs, and a variety of other services that we offer. But we wanted to make sure that what we have to offer is available to anyone anywhere, because we're geographically bound in this specific area of the Helderberg. And we've developed such a wonderful, holistic, practical, relevant, easy to use early learning program. It's also called a site learning program or a curriculum, that we wanted that to be available to anybody at no cost. So we developed this open source, free to download app, where teachers, caregivers, parents, anybody who works with young children can access the app and then have access to any themes, daily programs, planning, songs, activities, developmental checklists, reports, classroom resources like posters, teaching resources like class registers, whatever they need to run a school or their class or to manage children at home. And what I think sets us apart is that our focus on early intervention, and especially from an occupational therapy point of view, is a very strong link in all that we do. So we want to make sure that the children have benefit of activities that really hone in on their development and what they really need. but in a way that's really implementable by those who are looking after the children. And we've had such wonderful results of this integrated approach that we do have using occupational therapy as its baseline.
Leanne, final question for you this afternoon. In what way can listeners support your work?
Firstly, by getting the word out about the importance of early childhood development, because more, you know, at the moment, in fact, the latest scores that came out from the Thrive to Five Index showed that only 42% of four-year-olds were ready for grade R. We even find that in our own testing, that 81% of children are not ready for the next stage of development. But with more knowledge, more insight, more support, we can have a complete turnaround, and we're seeing that in our own area. So you can go to our website, which is masekule.org, see how you can support us there. You can download our app from that site, and there are ways to support us financially if you so wish.
Leanne Keith, thank you for talking to us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks for your time. It was wonderful.